Title of the message is No Longer Helpless, Hopeless, or Homeless. Christ the Lord is risen, and because He is risen, this is our happy Resurrection Sunday morning, and I'm able to preach a message on being helped and given hope and a home by the Lord Jesus Christ. The main lesson we're carrying with us is this: through the resurrection of Jesus, God gives help and hope and a home to sinners. Dr. Gordon, one Easter, brought an old, beat-up, rusty birdcage and sat it next to the pulpit. As he gave his sermon that Easter morning, he held up the cage and said, "You might be wondering why this is here. As a matter of fact, that's not the normal part of an Easter service, having old birdcage up here with me." He said, "Let me tell you a story about it. Several days ago, I was noticing a little boy in tattered and torn blue jeans, a dirty t-shirt, cap off to the side, whistling while walking down the alley, swinging this old birdcage. Clinging to the bottom of the cage were little field sparrows that he had caught. So I stopped him and asked, 'Say, Sonny, what are you going to do with those birds? What do you have there?' 'Oh, I've got some old birds.' 'And then what are you going to do with them?' He said, 'Oh, mess around with them and tease them,' something like that. Well, I asked him, 'When you get tired of them, what are you going to do with them?' And he thought for just a moment and said, 'Well, I got a couple of cats at home, and I guess after I'm tired of them, I'll give them to the cat. The cat loves to eat birds.' Dr. Gordon said his heart went out to those little birds, so he made the little lad an offer. 'How much do you want for those birds?' Surprised, the boy said, 'Mister, these birds ain't no good.' 'Well, that's okay,' Dr. Gordon said. 'Regardless, how much would you like for them?' Little fella thought for just a minute. He said, 'How about $2? He said, "Sold." So Dr. Gordon reached into his pocket, pulled out two $1 bills, gave them to the little boy. Boy shoved the birdcage into his hands and went off with a smile on his face, an extra step in his get-along for his good fortune. When the boy left, the pastor walked down the sidewalk a little ways and lifted open the little cage door, said, "Shoo, shoo." And he shoved those birds out the door, and they flew off free. The caged birds, under their villainous captor's charge, are a perfect illustration of who we would be if not for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Like these birds, we would be helpless, hopeless, and homeless. But thanks to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Father has given us help, He's given us hope, and He has given us a home, thanks to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So the first point of this very brief Easter message is this: through the resurrection of Jesus, God gives help to the helpless. Look at Romans chapter 3, verses 23 through 25 with me just for a moment. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by His grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation." And a propitiation is this sacrifice that satisfies the wrath of God against us. It speaks of the substitutionary atonement of Christ on the cross for us. And so it says, God put forward as a propitiation by His blood to be received by faith. Well, this again is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we are thankful that we have a living, loving Savior who is Jesus Christ, Your Son. For sure and certain, as the Scriptures tell us, He is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. As sure as the Scriptures tell us, He is the bread of life, that if we eat Him, we hunger no more. That He is living water He gives to sinners, that wells up within us a spring of eternal life. And He's our Savior. He's our Savior by your design. For you put him on the cross through the hands of sinful men. This was your plan all along. And we give you praise. For as the scriptures tell us, we most definitely are helpless when it comes to the forgiveness of our sins by ourselves. And we are hopelessly caught up and snared in them. And because of that, our home is not heaven, but hell. But thanks to the resurrection of your Son, you've changed all that for all those who put their faith in you and believe and trust in you. And so we praise you. Lord, I pray that this morning that you would use your word, that you would give us ears to hear, that you would give us eyes to see, and a taste for this, the treasure of your word, that if there's someone here today, whether in this place with us or online, that if they know not Jesus Christ as the resurrected Savior, that today they will place their faith in him and know him as Savior and follow him as Lord. In that strong name, that name that is above every name, that name that every knee shall bow, we pray, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, through the resurrection of Jesus, God gives help to the helpless. It's help comes through the resurrected Messiah. Like those little birds trapped in that rusty old cage, unable to free themselves, doomed to die, so were you and I at one time. If freedom was going to come to those birds, it would require help from the outside, from someone bigger than themselves and bigger than their captor. It would require help from someone whose heart went out to them. Now, did you notice their freedom was given to them at no cost to themselves, but there was a price that was paid by their Savior there to give them freedom. And so the price was paid in full by their Savior, Dr. Gordon. If those birds could have spoken, what do you think they would have said? Help! Help! Get me out of here! Like Liam sometimes says, help, get me out of here. Jesus' resurrection is the reason our Heavenly Father can give help to the helpless. All of us were once caged in the prison of our sin. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, the Bible says in Romans 3:23. We were helplessly caught in our sin, unable to free ourselves. We had no way out, and because of that, we were doomed to die. We were caged creatures that were doomed to die. But because of the resurrection, we have been justified by God's grace as a gift, through redemption that comes through the resurrected Messiah, Jesus Christ. He is our propitiation. That is, he is our substitute. He died on the cross in our place. God placed his full wrath upon Christ. Christ paid the penalty for our sin, and we are bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. And as Tony prayed earlier, his blood bled crimson red, but he washes us white as snow. Thanks to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the wrath of God has been placated because his Son took our punishment. You know, the Bible says some staggering things about us before Christ. It says that none of us are righteous, not one of us. It says no one understands, no one seeks for God. It tells us that all of us have turned aside. Together, we have become worthless. No one does good, not any of us, not even one. You see, that's what the Bible tells us, that we are helpless if left to ourselves. We were helpless to placate the wrath of God, but God came to our rescue through the death, burial, and resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ. And I want to make this very clear. There is only one name under heaven by which we can be saved, and that is the name of Jesus Christ. There's not multiple ways to redemption. There's not multiple ways of salvation. There's not multiple ways to heaven. There is only one Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ. And he alone can wash you white as snow. Buddha can't. Muhammad can't. The devil can't, although he would make you think he could. But there is only one name that we can boast of, and that is the name of Jesus Christ. And he paid the price, and he set us helpless sinners free. Aren't you thankful this Easter morning for the help that we've been given through the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Now, I want to make this clear. Every single one of us in here are helpless. We don't seek God. None of us are good. Not good enough to save ourselves. None of us are good, and no one seeks after God. It's only through Jesus Christ and Him alone that we can get the help that we need. And He has given it to us. Hallelujah. Happy. Amen. Well, point number two is this. Through the resurrection of Jesus, God gives hope to the hopeless. And so hope comes through the resurrected Messiah. And now I'm going to read from Romans chapter 5, verse 2. The Bible says this, through Him, and that is Christ, through Christ we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So let me draw your attention to the illustration of the caged birds one more time. Hopeless is a word we can use to describe their situation. Hopelessness also implies, as a part of its meaning, impossibility. Despair is often the result of hopelessness. Have you ever felt hopeless? I'm sure you have in some way. The birds could not free themselves. They would have no mercy from their captor. They were doomed to die a hideous death by claw and fang. They were hopeless, left to themselves. You may be thinking, what does that have to do with me? Well, according to the scripture, we were once like these caged birds, hopeless. You might think, well, how was I hopeless? Well, the Bible tells us that sin was our taskmaster, and we were unable to quit its employment. Sin was our master, and we were its slaves. Sin owned us, and we were hopelessly bound by the grip of sin. And if not freed, we would die under sin's dominion. That was you, and that was me. We were utterly hopeless. It was an impossible situation for us to free ourselves and find hope. You know, Jesus said this, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. Someone writes, life with Christ is an endless hope. Without Him is a hopeless end. Thanks to the resurrection, our hope is no longer deferred, and so our hearts rejoice in God, and we bless Him for it. We are no longer prisoners of sin, and we are hostages of hope in Christ Jesus because of the resurrection that He underwent. The prophet Jeremiah says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is the Lord. And so this morning we stand in hope because we've been given access, the Bible says, by faith into God's grace, and as a result, we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. That is, one day we'll see God as He is in His glorious form, because by faith in Christ we stand in God's grace. Hallelujah and amen. We're not hopeless anymore. There's one more thing I want to share with you that affects us in an eternal sense. And eternal life begins not when we die physically, but eternal life begins when we die spiritually to our old sinful self and are born again by the Holy Spirit and place our faith in Jesus Christ. That's when eternal life begins. And so point number three is this. Through the resurrection of Jesus, God gives a home to the homeless. John 14 is probably a very familiar passage to you. I often read from it during funerals and that kind of thing, but it fits this morning's Easter service rather well. So let me read to you John chapter 14, verses 2 and following. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." Once again, I refer back to the caged birds in our illustration. They were caged by their captor, not home in their habitat. They were homeless. I suspect most of us here this morning have never been homeless. We've been blessed by God to have an earthly home. Hallelujah and amen. Amen. But may I humbly say, as one who has been blessed with an earthly home, there is a homelessness that is by far a much bitter and destitute homelessness than that of being homeless on earth. It's an eternal homelessness that I speak of. To eternally be without the common grace of God, to eternally be enslaved by sin's dominion, to eternally spend all time in hell is a homelessness that is more destitute and more terrifying than that of being homeless here on earth. Because of the resurrection, though, God has rescued us from this eternal homelessness, and we bless Him with a hearty and happy amen. We are not eternally homeless anymore. Now, we once were homeless, but not anymore. The Bible tells us Christ is preparing a home for us in the Father's house. What will your room look like there? What will your eternal home be like in heaven? Aren't you glad you have a place to go to when you leave this earth, other than hell? Amen. That should make us all happy, a little extra step in our get along. Like the caged birds, because of the resurrection, we have been set free from prison. And we can go home to be with our Heavenly Father because of the Savior, because of Jesus Christ's death, because of His burial, and because of His resurrection. We have an eternal home now and forever. God has set us free, and He set us free to go home. Christ's resurrection was and still is the most important and significant event in all of human history. And if I haven't made it clear, it is history. It happened. It took place. It's not a fairy tale. It's not a little story for kids. It is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God, that Jesus Christ came to earth as a child, as a babe, born of a virgin, lived a perfect, sinless life, went to the cross, considering it all joy, hung on that cross, died on that cross, was buried, and then 3 days later was raised from the dead. Hallelujah. Amen. That is a historical fact for sure and for certain. And the best part is that we can know with confidence that as Christians, we will be resurrected one day and spend eternity in our home in heaven with our Father, with our brother Jesus Christ, and with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Because of His work there. Aren't you thankful this Easter morning for the eternal home that we've been given through the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Amen. Amen. Well, we've seen that we are given three promises here, that through the resurrection of Jesus, God gives help to the helpless, He gives hope to the hopeless, and He gives a home to the homeless. And I'm thankful for that. Let me finish up with just a little story here. A man took a vacation to Israel with his wife and mother-in-law. During their time in the Holy Land, his mother-in-law unexpectedly passed away. The following day, the husband met with the local undertaker to discuss some funeral plans. In cases like this, there are a couple of options to choose from, the undertaker said. Some of you are smiling. You might have heard this story before. You can ship the body home for $5,000. You can bury her in the Holy Land for just $150. The man took a minute to think about it, and then he announced his decision to ship her own home. Well, the undertaker was a bit intrigued and curious about his decision, and he said, "That's an interesting choice. Why can I ask why you would pay $5,000 to ship your mother-in-law home instead of just paying $150 to bury her here in the Holy Land?" The man promptly replied, he said, well, about 2,000 years ago, a man died and was buried here. 3 days later, he rose from the dead, and I just can't take that chance. Well, anyway, up from the grave, he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose. Hallelujah. Christ arose. Bless God for that. Amen. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you love the world so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that whoever should believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And you invite the weak and the weary to come to you and take Christ's burden upon themselves, for his burden is light. And so, Lord, I believe the whosoevers could be someone in here today or listening online. And I want to share with them the good news that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, and they can only come to the Father through him. And it's just a matter of admitting that they're sinful and need the Savior, Jesus Christ, and to place their faith in him, to trust him with their life, and live for him as their Lord. I pray, Lord, Father God, and thank you for this wonderful good news that you have given us in your word. And it's for anyone who would believe. Lord, thank you for giving us your Son. Thank you for raising him from the dead. Thank you for giving us a heart that would believe through the regenerative work of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for even giving us the faith that we need to believe. And so, Father, we boast only in the name of Jesus Christ. And it's in his name that I do pray. Amen.